Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Grazing goats, a sunnah of all the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every nabi of Allah grazed goats. The sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in inquired, did you also graze goats, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that he had surely done so, and he engaged in this occupation for the people of Makkah for a sum of money. Allama Aini rahimahumullah has written that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam grazed goats at the age of 20. It is also established that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to graze animals with his foster brothers whilst living with the witness Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The wisdom behind grazing goats. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were made to graze goats. This is due to a number of benefits. Grazing these animals create humility and meekness, perseverance and forbearance, tenderness and compassion. It was also for the purpose of training them to endure the difficulties experienced in leading an ummah and group of followers. Goats were selected for this task since they are meek creatures, and if beaten due to anger, they could die. This would obligate the shepherd to be forbearing. Similarly, it is an animal that is obedient and does not express stubborn behavior. It is also an animal of paradise, and it maintains cleanliness and hygiene. The comparison between these animals and the followers of any Nabi is striking. The followers of a Nabi is likened to these animals that are constantly dispersing and wandering in different directions. The Nabi, due to his compassion, is fully preoccupied in directing them and guiding them, and he exercises patience and forbearance upon the difficulties experienced in fulfilling this task. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.